And coming up next, we get on the G&M Family Market phone line. And welcome to the show, our friend Joe Riccio from Down East Magazine and Food Coma TV. Joe, good afternoon.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Oh, living the dream, brother. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, actually.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, we want to talk this week on Shut Up and Eat about the juice fast, and we're getting it from the Source Authority because you were in the midst of it. Tell me more.
Yeah, it's kind of a shut up and drink, but not booze episode, I guess. On this show, I guess we talk about a lot of really rich food, a lot of, like, you know, big meals and wine and beer. But at the same time, there's really nothing worse than being hungover on a 95-degree day with 100% humidity.
I would agree.
So I like to basically, you know, as we go into summer here, it's almost like you kind of give yourself an oil change, I guess you could say, by doing a juice fast, which basically just entails, you know, I have the juicer. Also, there's so many juice bars around wherever. And it just entails drinking juices that are at least 80% vegetable content, 20% fruit, in place of meals, along with a lot of water, for as long as you can humanly stand it. And, surprisingly, I'm always able to keep my sanity throughout the whole thing.
So now when you do this, it's not about losing weight so much as just kind of cleaning out the system, right?
Exactly. I mean, you inevitably do lose weight, but the reason I do it is exactly, it's like, you know, give your liver a break, you know, cut down, you know, basically eliminate a lot of sugar out of your diet for a little while, because that's really hard to do when you're eating food, you know, because food without sugar doesn't taste so good sometimes. So it's much easier. I'm a very all or nothing kind of guy. Like, I can't be like, people are like, yeah, just push half of your food to the side of the plate. I'm like, nah, I'd rather not have the plate of food. And it's like a shark, you know, like, I'd rather not taste the blood.
I find myself, Joe, the notion was always to clean your plate. So that's why I can't leave half portions left over there. But you mentioned sugar. That stuff's insidious, isn't it? I mean, you start looking and you begin to realize it's everywhere and in surprising quantity.
Everywhere, exactly. It's funny. It's almost impossible really to avoid. And you really want to avoid, like, you know, the white sugar. And that's like, you know, everything from fast food to, you know, your Asian food to, like, Wonder Bread. I mean, you know, it's not just, as a lot of people think it's just, I'll just avoid sweets. And it's like, no, there's a lot of, that's why it tastes so good. You know, your brain is hardwired to like sugar. And so, you know, most foods, you can cover up a lot of imperfections by really upping the sugar and salt content.
Mm. So how are you feeling? You're a couple days in. How do you feel? Are you hungry at all?
I'm actually not hungry. It's funny. I've been drinking just as much water as well. I think that this is something you definitely have to want to do. I mean, if I were, like, just dying for it to be over and couldn't wait to eat, it'd probably be different. But I also happen to really love a lot of vegetables. So, you know, I'm pretty much working with, like, you know, kale, celery, you know, cucumber, turmeric, fresh turmeric, ginger, parsley, apples, pineapple. Then I'll go get the one with, like, the carrot, ginger, turmeric, you know, like black pepper. I don't know. It's kind of it just simplifies things. And once you wrap your head around it, it's amazing how clearly you can think when your body and your brain isn't using all its energy to digest a massive meal, you know?
Absolutely. So how much longer do you think you'll go?
I'm trying to go 14 days. But, you know, like they say in several successful programs, you know, it's one day at a time. I try not to think about it beyond today. I'm just like, I'm going to go as long as I can until my body basically tells me it's time for ribs.
Now, do you mix up what you put in your juice just to give a little variety for your taste buds?
I do, yes. So like I said, another thing I forgot to mention earlier is lemon. Lemon's actually really, really, really good for you. Yes, I do. I'll do the green juice usually in the morning, and then I'll alternate towards one of the kind of carrot, you know, the orange, then do something with beets, so something purple, and then usually finish with green at the end of the day. I do cheat a little bit because I drink black coffee in the morning still. I don't think you're technically supposed to do that on a juice fast, but I don't really care. I'm like, whatever. I'm not, you know, loading it with gum. It's just black coffee. I have one. It's fine. Yeah, so I like to mix it up. And although I haven't really gotten tired of any particular one yet, and I always drank juice regardless of whether I was drinking it exclusively. I've always liked the juice anyway. So I don't know, but I've actually had a juicer that's been staring at me from my countertop for about 7 months unopened. So I finally opened it up. And the thing's like a jet engine. It's kind of amazing. And it's actually fun to juice when there aren't particles of parsley flying all over your kitchen. It's great.
We're talking with Joe Riccio, Shut Up and Eat. Joe, how does that stack up from an expense standpoint?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you go to a juice bar, you're looking at usually about $10 for a large juice. You know, I use a substantial amount of vegetables in one juice, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, one lunch for me with a couple beers, you know, that's like $35-$40.
Sure.
You know, dinner, when do you ever spend less than $100, I mean, for dinner out somewhere, you know, it's like, I mean, obviously you can, but, you know, when you look at it, it seems expensive because piecemeal, you're like, oh, $10 for a juice, but then you're like, cumulative, I'm spending $35 a day on food. Like, I spend a lot more than that on going out, even cooking at home, you know, it's like, if I want to buy a couple ribeyes or if I want to get a, you know, rack of ribs, that's $20. And that's not even, you know, that's with nothing else, that's just the meat, so I think it's actually a very economical way to do things, as long as you give yourself the variety and it's not, if it's torture, you shouldn't do it.
Right. And you don't miss sinking your teeth into anything.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm on day two. You talk to me, it's day whatever. I mean, you know, that was the thing. You get to a point where you just get kind of bored of being full. And get bored of drinking, get bored of having whatever you want to eat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I like, you know, trying different things to see how my body reacts. And this actually is very interesting and much more manageable thus far. So,
Joe, with regard to hydration, you mentioned drinking a fair amount of water along with these juices. Does that have the expected result?
As far as going to the bathroom a lot?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Well, also the water, you know, because you're basically just giving your body essentially a straight shot of nutrients by just doing the juice. Mm-hmm. So the water just kind of keeps all that circulating, you know, to make sure that, you know, it all ends up where it should. And of course, yeah, it's like, you know, after you're hungover for 9 days in a row to, I'm not even going to go into details. I'm just going to leave that to your imagination.
There we go. As Well, Joe, we wish you well. Hopefully, when we talk to you next week, we look to hear maybe the finished product, or you're just loving it so much you keep on keeping on.
Yeah, I'll just be bouncing off the wall. I'm going to drive to Bangor. I'm going to run to Bangor. I'll see you then.
Hey, Joe, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next
Thank
time.
You too.